What does it take to make the top EMS patient care products that are out on the market? And how do you continue to innovate? Well, we're going to find out about that and more in this week's special episode of the MedicCast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the MedicCast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the pod medic, Jamie Davis.
Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of the MedicCast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the pod medic, and it's great to have you all here today. I'd like to welcome you to this week's episode. On this week's episode, in the first of two segments, we have a special interview with Mitch Smith from Physio-Control. Mitch is the manager of the ALS and BLS business areas for the company, which includes the heart monitors many of us use in the back of our ambulances. I asked Mitch about how they continue to innovate in their product features to help us with our patient care. Then in our second segment, I interview Keith Ishida from bariatrics.com about his continued innovation in bariatric transport devices that he made famous a few years ago here on the show. How do these two companies continue to innovate in their products on an ongoing basis? Well, we'll find out more about both of them later on in the show after the news. Before we get to that, though, I do want to make sure you check out the links and additional information available for you. You can find that over at the MedicCast blog at mediccast.com/blog. There's a show notes link at the top of the page. Click that link and it'll take you right to our most recent episode. And you can scroll down there to find any previous episode that you're looking for. There's also a search box. So if you're looking for a keyword and you want to see if I covered something in the last 10 years, you can do that. But take some time and make sure you follow up on what I talk about in the show each week so that you can see how it applies to your own EMS practice and protocols. If you do want to get back in touch with me, maybe you still have a question, I hope you'll do so. You can always email me directly at podmedic@mac.com. Shoot me an email with comments, questions, suggestions, just to say hey. You can do all of that and I want to hear from you, but I will get back to you. I respond back to every email that comes in and I'll get back to yours as well. So please keep those emails coming. Also, if you're an iPhone, an Android, a Windows Phone, or Windows 8 user, make sure you check out the free MedicCast app in your device's store. That's enough contact information. We'll go ahead and get on into this week's show. It's coming up with our interview with Mitch Smith from Physio-Control. Hi, and welcome back to another segment here of the MedicCast here from EMS World Expo 2015. We're here in the Physio-Control podcast studio, and I've got Mitch Smith from Physio here with me. Mitch, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do at Physio.
Sure, I'm the general manager for the ALS and BLS business here at Physio. That responsibility includes making sure that the products we make today are successful. They're good tools for use in paramedic systems today. In addition to planning out what we're working on for innovations 10 years out. Wow. So what's the technology gonna look like in EMS and hospitals for professional users a decade or more from now?
Excellent. So as the person who really oversees the professional product side, you know, the life packs that we have in our ambulances and in our hospitals and places like that, what do you see as your role in this whole system of care approach that I've been hearing about that Physio is really implementing with all the new products and innovations that are coming along?
Sure. Well, we're building on the system of care and seeing that it's really a foundation for how EMS systems operate to make sure you've got not only the clinical outcome benefits, but that it works operationally within the system. The basic template is that data that comes off the hardware can automatically be sent to places where it's most useful. It can be used to activate care teams at the hospital or to communicate through other parts of your EMS system. Or it can be used for post-event review. So capturing that information and putting it into a powerful tool like CodeStat, where you can see the waveforms, where you can see events, where you can really rebuild the code and have a rich conversation on what could be done better, what was done right, and have that for long-term improvement.
So, and you also have the Health EMS, the ePCR system.
Absolutely.
That you have, and that's exciting. I've been hearing so many good things about it, that it's easy to use. The people are actually accessing data and being able to enter that data for their patients real time while they're in the midst of care. That's really profound.
It is, and I think it's really been enabled by a jump in technology that we've been able to put together, which is you don't have to install any software. It is very finger friendly, so you know it's easy to use, easy to learn. But the cool part about it is that it works in a browser, but it can work online or offline, which is not what we're used to for browsers. But that gives you an ability to enter documentation at any time and to have it sync up when you are connected to the rest of the record in the cloud. So it's it helps with the, again, as you said, the real time documentation, so that's going to give benefits to more accurate billing or more accurate documentation, better feedback, better QI, and again, for billing, that's easier to rebuild your code for the bill.
Now, something else new that Physio brought in as a distributor, I think, this year was the McGrath Mac EMS video laryngoscope.
Yes.
And that's exciting.
It is. It's a very tight partnership we have, not just in distribution, but really looking at the future and innovation here. The McGrath Mac EMS, there's lots of video laryngoscopes. We've seen a lot here, but we really wanted to find the best that really fit within the needs. We did a lot of market research to find out who we should partner with. And what paramedics have told us is, I want to use a skills I already know. I want to use a direct laryngoscope skills. I don't want to have to fight to learn a new feel. So the cool part about it is you can use it as a video laryngoscope for a routine to extreme airway, but it feels just like a direct one. You could use it without the screen and get a great visualization of the glottis. And it's a rugged product. That's important for anything Physio Control represents, that it has that same trust and ruggedness that you see in our life packs.
Now, one of the things I always like to ask people from Physio about is that I always, as a user of your products, as a paramedic and a nurse, I'm always impressed by how responsive you are to your end users. And I know that you, dealing with the professional side of things, I'm sure you feel the same way as well. You hear back from people about how they're using the products, and it's very important to you in Physio Control that lives are being saved.
Absolutely, and that's the reason people come to work for Physio Control. We live down the street from Microsoft and from Google offices and Amazon and these wonderful brand names, and people choose to work for Physio Control because of the focus on resuscitation and life saving. The fun part though is we do spend a lot of time listening. We have our quality system, we have our service team, we have our sales team, but even here today we have a lot of my team is just interviewing and asking, what else do you need? What do you see coming forward in the future? Tell me about the problems you had last week so we can get our head around and solving it. The things that we're working on right now, we're focused on the guidelines coming up in October 15th, and a little bit of insight. It's hard to see exactly what those guidelines are going to be, but the way we're reading it is we think there's going to be a lot of encouragement for Lucas, for the mechanical CPR specifically. We think there's going to be a lot of questions that are going to put forth on CPR feedback. I think the science groups working with the guidelines have really looked at some of the questions there, but we don't see that there's going to be a lot of changes for the monitoring and defibrillation technology. We're going to be up at midnight when they drop on the 15th and reading and analyzing those overnight and communicating out through our sales team and directly to let you know what we think the impacts are going to be for your technology and for your system. Other than that, our innovation plan is pretty simple right now. You saw some of our data tools that we just released here, but it's a focus on data. It's making it work for the EMS. We have the CodeStat, the LifeNet, and the Health EMS platforms, and so we're refining those. That's number one here, making sure data and EMS works. And other than that, we're working on a new hospital platform that we hope to have out in a few years.
Excellent. Well, Mitch, thanks for taking some time to sit down with me here. I appreciate it, and we'll hope to have you back again in a future episode.
All right. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here, the MedicCast here from EMS World Expo 2015, here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio, where we've had a lot of great conversations over the course of the last 2 days. We've got one more day tomorrow. Remember, if you want to see all or any of the content that we've recorded here during this show, you can head over to promednetwork.com and find our segments in our conference video channel there. Now let's transition over to my interview at EMS World Expo with Keith Ishida from bariatrics.com. He continues to make adjustments and improvements to his stretcher attachment that helps us safely transport bariatric patients on our standard stretchers. Check it out. Hi, and welcome back to another segment here of the MedicCast here at EMS World Expo 2015 in Las Vegas. We're here in the Physio Control Podcast studio, and I'm really excited to have my good friend Keith Ishida back from Bariatrics. You know, we've had Keith on here. He's been a product innovation pick of our show in years past. He's one of the premier product solutions for people to transport and manage bariatric patients while in their care in an EMS environment. And Keith, we thought we'd have you back because you've kind of innovated again, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Not really just because I know you, but you just keep changing and innovating, and that's kind of cool. So tell us about what's been going on with Bariatrics.
You know, the reason that this our new product came up is we're actually getting requests from the EMS community to build something like this. And what it is, if I bring one out.
Okay, hold it right up here in the middle.
So this is just a half, but what they call, we call them the bear pods now.
Okay.
And they're just like our original bear. They attach to the frame of the cot, but there's one on each side of the ambulance cot. And when you need it, you just undo these pockets right here.
And it unfolds like wings on either side.
And it unfolds and it goes around that abdominal section of the patient. And just kind of encompasses and keeps the weight, you know, right there in the center of the cot. You know, our original bear was created because ambulance cots today will lift 700 pounds, but you cannot put a 500, 600, 700 pounder on them cots. They're just too wide.
Right.
So you call a bariatric unit out and you put them on a bariatric cot, and people keep telling us, well, now they're too small for a bariatric cot.
Right.
So this is kind of the middle of the road thing for transporting large people who cannot fit on a regular size cot. And like I said, you know, the EMS community asked us to come up with something like this, and there it is.
And it's to keep that large center abdominal mass from shifting when you're moving them.
Yep.
It keeps it high and center, right in the middle. And so when you roll the cot, you're not going to have them shifting side to side, and potentially causing that patient to tip over on the cot, causing injury to the patient, causing injury to the providers trying to hold them up. All these things can happen.
Yep, and because it attaches to the frame of the cot, it only allows the weight to shift so far, but it won't allow the weight to shift from the point of center gravity, which tips that cot. We've had people on this with our device, and we asked them to try to purposely tip that cot, and we couldn't have them, the cots just would not tip over. So that's a real plus in this, and like you said, with injury to the providers and injury to the patient. So.
And I like that it's available, and you can just leave it on the cot, put it away this way. And so it's always there for when you need it. It's not something else you need to go remember to grab out of the ambulance for a given patient. I think really great solution. Where can folks find out about this?
They can go to our website and find out information on it. And we're running a show special also. We're here with Max Liftgate in their booth. We're also offering free stenciling for your
service.
Your department name on the front.
Excellent, excellent. So that's Bariatrics, BEARIATRICS.com. I'll have it listed right down here magically below us on the screen. But I just want to thank you, Keith, for continuing to innovate and continuing to really think about ways that we can transport our heavier patients, not only safely, but with some more dignity and protection for them while they're on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, quicker and easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So thanks for coming on. Really
appreciate
it. Thank
you for having us.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment from EMS World Expo 2015 in the Physio Control Podcast Studio. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. Remember to find all of our video segments over at the ProMed Network conference channel at promednetwork.com.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. I want to thank all of you for checking out the show this week, and of course, remind you to follow up on all of the information you get in this week's show over at the MedicCast blog. That's at mediccast.com/blog. Over there, you'll find a show notes link at the top of the page. Go ahead and take a moment and follow up on all of the information and links to news items and more you find there each week. You can also sign up for our email newsletter that'll bring you those links directly into your email inbox each week if you want. There's a form on the right-hand side of the page. Just go ahead and fill that out, and you can get the MedicCast newsletter for yourself. I also welcome your comments and suggestions by email. So if you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. Send in your ideas for news links, ideas for future show topics or interviews, whatever comments you might have. I really do look forward to hearing from you, and I'll make sure I get back to you. I work hard to respond back to every email that comes in, so please keep those emails coming. If you want to catch up with me on social media and some of the pages and sites out there, you can find me at most places under the handle Podmedic. So you can catch me over at Twitter at twitter.com/podmedic or Facebook at facebook.com/podmedic. Friend or follow me over there. Also, don't forget to check out our MedicCast Facebook page. We now have over 5,000 followers, so head over to facebook.com/medicCast. Click the like button on the top of the page and join the community over there. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. Please make sure you spread the word and share the MedicCast with your colleagues and students and friends in the EMS world. I'll be back here each week with new episodes, new interviews, news items, tips, and more every Monday morning to start off your EMS week. Tell somebody else about the MedicCast today. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. It's time to close out the show. Don't forget to thank our sponsors, and remember, folks, Scene Safety, BSI.